ask you to prayerfully consider our coming together, uniting.
Right now, that's not happening, which is why top Republicans are sharpening their knives in a last-ditch effort to stop Trump. Mitt Romney, tomorrow delivering a major speech laying out the case against the billionaire. Piling on, a slew of top Republican donors and conservative groups planning to blanket the airwaves with anti-Trump ads.
Trump picks on workers and widows. He won't do a thing to China and Mexico.
On Super Tuesday, Trump in his palatial Palm Beach golf club, watching election returns, his campaign juggernaut rolling on and over his opponents. Tonight, Dr. Ben Carson indicating he'll soon drop out. Right now, the only establishment name in Trump's corner, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. So many people examining his face last night, standing behind the billionaire. Today, six New Jersey papers calling on Christie to resign, writing, "We're fed up with Governor Chris Christie's arrogance. We're disgusted with his endorsement of Donald Trump. What an embarrassment. What an utter disgrace." Donald Trump brushing it all off, setting his sights on Hillary Clinton.
"She wants to make America whole again, and I'm trying to figure out what is that all about. Make America great again is going to be much better than making America whole again."
Going to be a very interesting race ahead. Tom Yama's with us live from Michigan tonight. And Tom, Dr. Ben Carson has dropped out of the Fox debate tomorrow night. What does this mean?
That's right, David. His campaign is now winding down. But what many people are talking about, what many people are going to be watching at that debate, Donald Trump is going to be face-to-face with one of his biggest enemies, Fox News' Megyn Kelly. You'll remember they had that epic war of words in the first ever debate this campaign season. Tomorrow night, she's one of the co-moderators.
All right, David. Tom Yamas leading us off tonight. Tom, thank you. They'll also be watching something.